The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah the Almighty, dear friends, salam. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today's a special, and we want to speak about Islam and Prophet Jesus. Today, Wednesday, is the 25th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of the month of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Maryam, verse 26.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فكلي واشربي وقري عينا فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي أفطرت للرحمن صوما فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا.
So eat and drink and be contented. And if you see from among humanity anyone, say, Indeed, I have vowed to the Most Merciful abstention, so I will not speak today to any man.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Mary's keeping silence, fasting before people was either for that they had not the capacity of her answer, or speaking with them would result a negative consequence, or in continuation of their questions, and that Mary gave them their answers, they might suggest some other questions and new pretext. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said that fasting was not only an abstinence from eating and drinking. And then he recited the verse under discussion. In this holy verse, Allah the Pure commands Mary to eat from that delicious and nutritive food and to drink from that wholesome water.
Prophets all came to show people the way to bring peace everywhere, to take evil away. Prophets all came. Prophets all came.
What is the status of Jesus in Islam? Although the Quran does not present a detailed life story of Jesus, it highlights the important aspects of his birth, his mission, and his ascension to heaven. It also passes judgment on the Christian and Jewish beliefs concerning him. Like Christians, Muslims believe that Mary, Maria in Spanish, or Maryam as she is called in Arabic, was a chaste virgin woman who miraculously gave birth to Jesus. Jesus' birth in itself was a miracle in that he had no father. This fact, however, does not necessitate that Jesus is divine in essence or spirit, nor is he worthy of worship, for Adam's existence was more miraculous than that of Jesus. If his miraculous birth were a proof that Jesus was Allah's incarnate or his son, then Adam would have more right over this divinity than him. Rather, both are prophets who were inspired with revelation from Allah the Almighty, and both were servants to him, living according to his commandments.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Prophet Jesus Christ. There's a book, Tuhaf al-Uqul, written by Ibn Shu'bah al-Harrani. It was written in the 5th, that is, in the 5th century in Islamic calendar, equal to 12th century in Christian calendar. And in it, there are many sayings based on the words and discourses of pre-Islamic prophets, as well as the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the infallible Imams. In it, we find that at the end of the book, there are many references to both Jesus Christ and Moses. It means that, in the Islamic teachings, we are very much attentive to the teachings of other divine pre-Islamic prophets. Some of the exchanges with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or some of the remarks or some of the teachings are indicated and preserved in the Holy Quran, in the form of Quranic references. And at the same time, we find that In the Islamic teachings, it's indicated that Jesus Christ used to give very important, practical and praiseworthy hints and instructions to his companions and to people here and there. One of the important characteristics of Jesus Christ was that although he was a divine prophet, he never forgot that his mother Mary should be always venerated, because Mary was a chaste lady and the mother of a divine prophet.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
I invite you to listen to the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The Gospel of the Shia of Imam Ali. It is reported that the Nufal Bukhari said, I spent a night with the commander of the faithful Ali ibn Abi Talib, and I saw that he often left his room to go outside and look at the sky. Once when he came back in, as usual, he said to me, Are you asleep? I said, I am in. He said to me, Oh, you are awake. I said, I'm in need awake, O Commander of the Faithful. From the beginning of the night, I have been watching you to see what you are doing. He said, O Nuf, blessed are the ascetics in this world, those who yearn for the other world, the people who spread Allah's earth beneath them to sleep on, who lean against its dust, whose motto is his book, whose maxim is supplicating him, whose perfume is water, and who take the world on loan in the way of Christ. Verily, Allah the Exalted revealed to Jesus, O Jesus, keep to the first way, keep to the manner of the messengers. Say to your prophet, O brother of the warners, do not enter any of my houses except with pure hearts, clean hands, and lowered eyes. I will not hear the prayer of any who supplicate to me if any of my servants is oppressed by him, and I will not answer the prayer of any who has not fulfilled any of my rights over him. The worlds of Jesus, the world and the hereafter. Dear brothers and sisters, it's a good time to look at the worlds of Prophet Jesus. It's about the world and the hereafter. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is reported to have said, How can one be of the people of knowledge if the next world is shown to him while he remains involved in this world? And what harms him is more desirable to him than what benefits him? He was said to Jesus, Teach us a deed for which Allah will love us. He said, Detest the world and Allah will love you.
Now here's the point. Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he came, you know, from a Jewish family who was on the law of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. In Judaism, at that time, when you look at their beliefs, was it possible for a person, a man on earth, to be the son of God or to be God? No, that was blasphemy. In Judaism at the time, if someone were to come and say, you know what, I'm God, that's blasphemy. They would kill somebody like that. They would stone him to death, according to the Old Testament. That's blasphemy. So Prophet Isa lived in a Jewish community, society. he believed in the beliefs of earlier Jewish prophets. And it's blasphemy to claim to be God. What does that lead you to believe? Was it possible for him to have claimed that he was God? His own people would have stoned him to death had he said something like that. It's impossible. Because the law of Moses says that's blasphemy. That's kufr if you believe that anybody is the son of God literally or is God. That's impossible. There's only one God. If you say anybody else is also part of God is God, that's blasphemy. So it's impossible that Jesus alayhi salam said something like that. Which leads us to believe that this came decades later, after Prophet, you know, Isa alayhi salam, after his companions and the disciples passed away, then slowly we see this belief that he's somehow divine, and they made him divine later on. So Prophet Isa alayhi salam never actually said that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, La taghlu fi dinikum. O people of the book, be objective. Don't idolize, you know, personalities in your religion. Exaggerate them. وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. Only say the truth. What's the truth? إِنَّمَا الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The Messiah, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, is the messenger of Allah. وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمْ. He's the creation of God, which he delivered to Maryam alayhi salam. وَرُوحٌ مِنْهِ. Yes, he's the spirit of God, because God created him and he miraculously created him. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. So believe in God and in his messengers. وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثَ. Don't say three. This trinity is not correct, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. So we see that the Quran tells us that Prophet Isa alayhi salam clearly never made such a claim, and that he was a servant of God.
Dear brothers and sisters, that's all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic. So, till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah, and have a nice time.
Ya man atayta fazidta hubbana as'adtana wa jama'ta shamlana أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and let us reflect on what the Holy Prophet's divinely designated heir, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, has said about prosperity in life and salvation in afterlife. Charity is an effective cure. And the actions of people in their present life will be before their eyes in their next life.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. One of the things that unfortunately, many of us disregard or are rather unaware of, this is a better way of saying it, we are unaware that Hazrat Zahra Salam Alayha has left behind such great acts of worship for us to benefit from. And this can be found in the books of Dua, in the books of Salah, in the books of supplications, and so on and so forth. So one of those particular prayers that she has, you know, left behind for us to benefit from is this one that is told to us by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam quotes, and again quoting and mentioning about his mother Zahra salam alayha, that when something terrifying happens, so something happens to us and we are scared, right? Maybe something natural such as thunder, lightning, an earthquake, besides obviously the thing that is wajib, which is the Salat of Ayat, I think, which is compulsory for us to pray, the Salat of Signs. There is this thing if someone is really scared, or for example something happens and you know you are just really scared about something, the Imam says that perform two units of prayer the way Zahra salam wa alayha would pray. And then he explains it. He says, recite Surah Hamd, Surah Fatiha, followed by Surah Tawheed or Surah Ikhlas, that is called Huwallahu Ahad, 50 times in both the units of prayer. So in the first unit, you recite Hamd and then 50, and then you continue. So Ruku, Sujood, you get up, you start again. First Surah Hamd, then 50, Surah Tawheed, and then you continue. Then you finish the Salah.
right? So you do your tashahud, your salam, and then you raise your hands. So before you raise your hands, you send salutations. So you send a salawat upon Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. Then raise your hands and say. So there's a very lengthy dua in which she mentions. I will just read the first paragraph of this dua. She says, O Allah, I turn to you through them, and I ask you by their great right, the gravity of which is not known to anyone other than you, and by the right of the one whose right is great in your right. Who is she speaking of? Allah. And by your beautiful names and perfect words, which you have commanded me to call you by. I ask you by your great name, the name you commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to call the birds with, and they responded coming back to life. And by your great name by which you commanded the fire, be cool and safe for Ibrahim and it and so. And then she continues in mentioning the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In terms of fear, in terms of grief, this is the dua. And one of heirlooms Hazrat Zahra salamu alayha is left behind for me and you, my dear brothers and sisters, to benefit from. They're not just there to remain in the books. These have great spiritual benefits for all of us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us aware of this great treasure that we have within the Shi'i spiritual and these du'as and prayers that we have in these spirituals, in these Shi'i school of thought. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانا يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Ewawain al-Maghribi. He is an Egyptian reciter who was born in a rural area in 1921, and to make progress, he moved to Tampa. He learned Quran recitation and its rulings under the care of Sheikh Ibrahim Salam. He entered Egyptian radio in 1952 and he passed away in 1992 at the age of 71. May Allah bless him. Now, dear audience, it's time to listen to the recitation of verses 35 to 37 of Surah Ibrahim, recited by Sheikh Evalain Al-Maghribi. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah to Ibrahim, verses 35 to 37, recited by Sheikh Evalain Al-Maghribi. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Sheikh Evalain Al-Maghribi began his recitation with Maqam Rust. And then, in the middle of his recitation, he changed the maqam to maqam sika, or huzam. Okay, because, you know, it's a branch of maqam sika, but it is used more often than the original, the asli sika. It's strange, you know, because there are certain maqams such as Huzam, which even though they're a branch, they're used more often than the main Sika.
So it may be known as Maqam Sika itself.
Yeah, we could say it's Sika, because, you know, it's a specific kind of Sika. For example, Maqam Nahawand, mostly the branch which is known as Ushaq is used by reciters of the Quran. So most of the time, yes, especially in the Jawabul Jawab. But Nahawand, the main Nahawand is different from Orsha. Anyway, so Wa'idh Qala.
Talking about Tajweed point.
Yes, let's go on and talk about Tajweed. Wa'idh Qala. The word Qala has a Qaf, which has to be pronounced with Tafkhim, with thickness.
At the highest level.
With pharyngealization at the highest level. And why is it at the highest level?
Because it has aliful mad.
Yes. Tafkhim of the letters of Isti'la can be different. Okay, depending on the vowel. Okay.
That follows them.
Yes. Or is above them. For example, a short vowel. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or below them. And so letters of Isti'la, like Qaf, they're always pronounced with Tafkhim.
Yes.
Okay. But the level of Tafkhim differs depending on the circumstances,
what
the vowel,
the
haraka, the aliful mad, if there is an aliful mad, if there is a sukoon, it's going to be different. We have five levels of Tafkhim. The first one and the highest level is whenever you have aliful mad,
like here.
Yes. Qala, the mouth opens vertically. And we have the pharyngealization, the root of the tongue. Pharyngealization means the root of the tongue is raised toward the pharynx. And that's where it gets its name, pharyngealization.
That's right.
In phonetics, this is what it's called. And the second level is whenever you have
a fatha.
For example, in these verses, we had as-salah, verse number 37 of Surah Ibrahim. Rabbana liyuqimu salah. Salah. It's the second highest level. Then the third level is whenever you have...
To apply the second level, I think the lips should be neutral.
Not exactly
not rounded,
neutral.
Actually. We do not open the mouth vertically, better to say.
It's a little bit vertical. It's not as vertical as aliful mad. As-salah. Mm-hmm. We don't say salah. Salah, okay. We don't give too much tafkhim, like whenever we have aliful mad.
To avoid too much tafkhim, we don't have to open our mouth too much.
Yeah, that's right. And then we have dhamma and wawul mad together. They have the same level of tafkhim. And the level of tafkhim is moderate. It's in between aliful mad, fatha, and sukun and kasra. It's the third level.
Yes.
Of the five levels, it's the third level. And then we have
sukun.
Then we have sukun, yes.
That's the fourth level,
which is the second lowest level. And we had a lot of letters of istila with sukun in these verses. For example, we had وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَام. The sod is sakin. Asnam. This is one. Then in the next verse, verse 36, أَضْلَلْنَ. The lod is sakin. We had another one in وَرْزُقُهُمْ. The qaf is sakin. Again, so this is the fourth level, the second lowest level.
Yeah.
And in order to apply the tafkhim, you should, the lips should be in a neutral position.
Mm-hmm.
They should not be inclined to any other vowel. وَرُزُقُهُمْ أَلْصْنَامْ. You don't say else. You don't make the lips rounded. You don't drop the lips. You don't spread the lips. You don't say أَلْصْنَامْ. Because if you do that, you would lower or increase the level of tafkhim.
In the word warzuquhum, you meant qaf.
Yes, right? The qaf. Warzuquhum, the qaf, which also has qalqala.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the lowest level?
The lowest level is whenever you have a kasra or ya'ul med. And we also had, I think we had one of them in these verses.
ربنا ليقيم الصلاة ليقيم الصلاة. The qaf has a ya ul mad. And you know, Sheikh Ramadan al-Maghribi, he observed the rules of tajweed very well. And for example, the ayn sakinas, they were applied with tawassut. An-na'budu al-asnam. The ayn should have tawassut. And all the ayns he pronounced were with tawassut.
Compared to the letters of shidda and weak free creeps.
Yes, especially whenever they're sakin, you have to be careful because it's more difficult to pronounce the ayn, for example, with tawassut whenever it's sakin.
And the final point?
Okay, the final point is we had some mads. We had maddul munfasil in these verses. Rabbana inni askantu. So we have two maddul munfasils, two disjunct lengthenings. The long vowel and the hamza are in two separate words.
That's right.
And Sheikh Maghribi, he did qasr, meaning he lengthened up to two vowel counts.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق هو القرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'id hajata wa 'azma fi ma 'indaka raghbata. Allahumma 'azma سلطانك وعلى مكانك وخفي مكرك وظهر أمرك وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومته.
Brothers and sisters, previously we started talking about this part of Khomeini's application, where the commander of the believers states, Allahumma azuma sultanuk, O Allah, great is your kingdom, wa ala makanuk, lofty is your being, wa khafiya makruk, your contrivance is hidden. And now, in this program, wa dhahara amruka wa ghalaba qahruka wa jarat qudratuk, O Allah, your command is manifest, wa ghalaba qahruk, your dominance is overwhelming, wa jarat qudratuk, your power is ever operating, wa la yumkinu al-firar min hukumatik, escape from your domain is impossible. So let us start from the part where Imam alayhi salam mentions, wa dhahara amruk, your command is manifest. Allah's command, by which all beings were created and were somehow emerged in the world, is one of the first in its genesis. Another kind of Allah's command is the religious one, where the blessing of the Holy Quran was revealed to the Prophet's heart. For example, another manifestation of his religious command is his rules about the lawfulness and unlawfulness of the actions which have been declared to all human beings by the prophets, heavenly books, and imams. Since they have been sufficiently discussed in the Holy Quran, in our traditions, and in our jurisprudence books, we will not talk about them more. وَغَلَبَ قَهْرُكَ, your dominance is overwhelming. وَجَرَتْ قُدْرَتُكَ, your power is ever operating. His dominance and power are the things which we discussed sufficiently in the beginning of our discussion. You may remember in the explanation of the beginning phrases of this divine Khomeini supplication, وَبِقُوَّتِكَ الَّتِي قَهَرْتَ بِهَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, O Allah, I ask you by your strength through which you dominate everything. We said that his strength is infinite. Other abilities and strength are insignificant before his strength. No strength is independent from his strength, because he is the one who maintains all the heavens and their kernels. He maintains all the galaxies and the stars, the systems and their inhabitants, some of which weigh more than billions of tons, which have been floating in a certain orbit. So that is what is meant exactly by this phrase, وَجَرَتْ قُدْرَتُكَ, your power is ever operating.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul, I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed?
How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Everything in this world, from hidden to visible things, from the largest things to the smallest creatures, from the most extensive galaxies to the tiniest atoms, that they are not even observable with scientific tools, they are the subject to His power. They are inferior before Almighty Allah, and everything is controlled by His rule. He is the compassionate creator of the world, who has such unrelenting power over everything in the world. Exactly as the beginning parts of this Kumail supplication said, قَهَرْتَ بِهَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Your strength through which you have dominated everything. This كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, you may remember that we mentioned, includes all the creatures, all beings which have been created by His mercy. And He is aware of the exact number of the billions of these creatures He Himself has created. And all these things are controlled by His rule, by His command, and by His order. And that's why this supplication continues, وَلَا يُمْكِنُ الْفِرَارِ مِنْ حُكُومَتِكَ. An escape from your domain is impossible. We will continue talking about this phrase in the next programs. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up? In a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day, when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. Islam, Dini, and one of them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and his teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Sheikh Javid, we are talking about